Tuesday night, and that means the boys are back in town at the Maui Comics and Collectibles.
The boys and Kai.
Yeah, the
boys. Oh.
Oh. Ooh.
What the hell? What the hell?
Damn. Fighting words. Sheesh. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I am so glad to be with you on this Tuesday. Boy, have we got a lot to talk
Aaron
about.
Thought that was really funny. he was like, yeah, go after Kai. Get him.
I didn't expect him to do that. That was very funny. You have to get close to the mic so we can hear you.
You didn't expect him to be funny?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I didn't expect him to say that.
Sheesh. Yeah, that was good. It was good. Anyway, let's get started, shall we?
No, it wasn't.
Wait,
ladies and gentlemen.
Can I get a second try on that joke?
Yeah.
One more time. Go ahead.
The boys and G Money.
Oh, that's even funny.
No, that's not funny. No. Shit.
Oh, that's a soft target.
It sure is.
It sure is. Ladies and gentlemen, let's. You suck ass.
He's so all squeezable.
I hate all of you. I hate all of you. Anyway.
How do you know that?
What, that I hate all of you?
What's going on when we're not here?
Oh, you should see.
Is that why you have the tech job?
That's why. I end up having the tech
job.
There's
a lot of other reasons.
You know they're supposed to pay you for what you do, right? Not give him something.
He's
listen.
Supposed to pay you guys first.
Hey, stop it. That's not true. You don't pay anybody for that. That's
he just doesn't want to pay everyone.
I
don't pay anything for that.
You do it for love.
I think G Money does.
No. That's not true at all. Don't.
Yeah, but he's got Amazon Prime.
Don't. That is true, I do. Anyway, don't listen to him. Anyway, joining us to my left, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this party started and let's introduce our people, shall we?
Let's get this party started.
Yeah, we shall. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, to my left.
Are we listening?
It is the man.
What was that?
Hey, listen. Stop. It's not what you think it is. He is the Cinnamon Scallop. He's better known as the Cinema Scholar, and he is the lover of all things Back to the Future. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a big warm round of applause to the man that we call our Portuguese reviewer in tow. He is A-Rod. He's in the house tonight.
I thought he was the Portuguese baby.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Even the cartoon?
Yeah.
The cartoon was terrible.
I love the cartoon.
Yes, I can hear you.
I love that cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
I hated that
cartoon. I think out of all the Back to the Future movies and cartoons, the cartoon is my favorite.
Really?
I hated that cartoon, man. I loved the cartoon.
Well, all right.
I thought it was great.
The cartoon had just the train, though, right?
It was the train and the two kids.
It was Jules and Vern and Duck.
It was kind of like an updated Mr. Peabody.
And what's his face hosted it every now and again, if I remember it right.
Christopher Lloyd hosted it.
Yeah. But it was part of a good Saturday morning. Where's Waldo was also in that block. And shoot,
how did you know? He was never on the.
They just.
It was only like two seasons, though.
Didn't it end up as a special feature on one of the discs when it came out back then?
They have a box set, and you get the whole animated series.
It was the only ones that are good.
Has the complete series.
Episodes.
Mary Steenburgen was in it, not
she might have been.
Mary Steenburgen, as everyone calls her, low-hanging fruit.
Also joining us this evening, ladies and gentlemen, he is...
She was great in book club.
The Fluffer. He is also the roadie, and he is also the producer of this fine, fine program. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Kai. He's in the house.
Yeah!
He's here as well.
I hate you all.
Also joining us this evening...
He doesn't have to like you.
I'm not clapping with my hands.
He is the gaming guru.
Impressive.
He is the man who put his wizard cap on this week to officially
it says Hawaii.
Be part of the wizarding world of Harry Potter on your cell phone. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for the man who is the wizard that we call Format. He's in the house tonight.
Yay. Okay, wait, very quickly.
Is it any good, though?
Very quickly, what house are you?
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff is the best one.
That's the best one.
Yeah, Hufflepuff is the best one.
All right, well, don't agree with me so quick.
All right, sorry.
I prefer Puff.
Hufflepuff sucks. Yeah. All right? It's all about Slytherin.
Okay. It's like I said, Marvel movies are good.
Slytherin. All right, sweet.
Yeah, Ravenclaw.
Yeah, idiot.
Also joining us this evening, he is our Dark Knight. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is also our horror aficionado and the punk rock superstar. And we are celebrating the anniversary of Batman.
Michael Keaton.
Happy 30th to Batman himself, Michael Keaton, and of course, our resident Batman fan. He's a Bat fan. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Gannon! All right, let's.
I'll never get a better intro than that.
You got the timing ever. Just right.
I know.
I'm good at it. That's what I do.
I'm going to be nicer the rest of the show now. I'll never get a better intro than that.
That was fantastic. He is the Bat fan.
Too bad we're not recording.
Did anybody watch it, Dave?
No, I did not. No? Was it good?
Yeah, it still holds up.
I did.
It still holds up.
I really wanted to. I didn't have a chance to.
It does hold up.
It doesn't hold up.
Also, joining us this evening, ladies and gentlemen, he is back. That's right. The Hawaiian Salted Superman is back. The creator of the Kukui Project, brah. Disco Thunder Groove Bone. And of course, the Milkman always delivers.
I saw the picture.
He delivers every single time. He is one sophisticated Howley. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Put time for learning.
It's really more like salted caramel.
He is our Hawaiian Superman, I tell you, this guy.
Hawaiian salted
caramel.
Hawaiian
salted Superman, ladies and gentlemen.
Melt your mouth.
Not.
More like white chocolate.
That it's messy.
I don't know. Either way, it sounds delicious.
Gross.
Mostly made out of milk.
Right. And just not a good choice for this heat.
No.
No, exactly.
Also, right? Joining us this evening, he is the chairman of the comic book board.
You can't touch this.
He is the godfather of comic books, and he is the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con.
Oh, what? Come on.
He is also the man who is the self-proclaimed comic master. Ladies and gentlemen, give a warm round of applause. Put your hands together, and let's hear it for the boy that we call Dr. Freaky, Daddy Aliki. He's in the house.
Much to say. Does anybody actually like this music stuff?
I hope so, because I put a lot of work in this, so you better like it, or else you can shut up.
I get you're doing work. I'm wondering if people that listen to this actually care
about
that stuff.
Well, listen, they can always chime in on Facebook.
And I'm not a fan.
Somebody else out there likes that song.
I'm not saying specifically that song, just the whole
that
music.
Song gives
the
them life.
Of the song likes that.
When they hear that song, it gives them life.
I ran into somebody before the show today, that and somebody me. Asked me by request just for this crickets.
Like, oh, crickets
for Todd Bernardi.
Oh, well, you could have timed that better.
Yeah, I was going to say, he didn't even say intro.
I know, I'm sorry.
He didn't even say anything yet.
No, I know, he didn't say anything.
He only just remembered after his intro.
Yeah, I know, I ran into the guy.
All right, let's start the show again. Back, four, three,
I can't tell you, there's a Patreon that I started, so it seems to
be growing. What is it, anonymous?
It's
what's his screen name?
It's called Crickets for Bernardi.
I want to start a cyberbullying campaign against their only Patreon supporter.
Isn't there a sex toy called a cricket, though?
I think there is. I think you might be right.
And a rabbit.
There you go.
So before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, tonight...
I'd rather have rabbits for Todd.
We may...
And the Fist of Fury.
We may be taking... We have a special phone call tonight, just to let everybody know.
Oh, that's okay. Is it Barry? Right.
Oh, man. We don't know yet, but there is a special phone call. But before we get to that, there's a lot of...
Is it Stan Lee? It's mostly Barry.
It is Stan Lee.
Is it Bruce Lee?
Well, tonight...
Oh, he already says Stan Lee.
That's right, tonight...
Oh, wow, talk about just killing that right there.
Tonight is a special...
Is it George Carlin?
It's a special seance for both George Carlin and Stan Lee.
Nice.
And no, I'm just kidding.
So, again, did you watch your Ouija board?
Did you read the comments?
No, I did not.
Did I bring my weed?
Ouija board.
My Ouija board. What the hell are you talking about?
A Ouija board.
It is a officially licensed Stranger Things Ouija board. I think about as legitimate a Ouija board as anything you would ever find.
I don't think it gets any...
I bought it at Target.
Wow. I don't think it gets any more legitimate.
Huh?
I don't think it gets any more legitimate.
Is it Ouija? Because I heard people say Ouija.
It is Ouija.
What?
Yes.
All these years I've been saying Ouija.
It's Ouija.
Well, Bone Thugs would like to...
Before we get started on the comic book list, Todd, I do have a question for you before we get started. What's up with the hair, bro?
Who's your barber?
I cut it.
Listen.
I went to the barber. I was like, give me the G money. And they're like...
I don't want to do that to you.
I can't unsee that.
And they were like, you don't meet the weight requirement.
Wow!
Boom.
Whoa! Fat shaming, bro! Wow! Holy crap.
You encourage fat shaming.
You do encourage fat shaming.
That's terrible.
That doesn't make you any less of a
prick.
You
were the one that said you wanted to put a no fat chicks allowed sign in the store.
Are you serious?
I did. Yeah. I did.
How about crickets wow. now,
G? Bad person.
Yeah, where's the crickets? Place of business.
Yeah, we'll get some
Magic
for you.
Cricket.
So first of all, you posted a picture. I was just curious because you posted a picture on your Facebook page that made you look like a lesbian with your wife. That whatever that hair thing was that you had in the 90s was weird.
It's called a hairstyle.
Was it a hairstyle?
Yeah.
Made it look I don't like remember.
He had facial hair. Oh, no, he didn't.
He didn't. Did you see his hair, though? Looks like he could put it back in a bowl.
Oh, this is the one I commented on where I told him don't ever do that
don't
again.
Don't ever do that again.
That was...
All right?
That was 15 years ago when I first met my wife.
Yeah.
You should do that again.
You know what I tune into the Nerd Watch for is talking about other people's Facebook comments on their photos.
Delicious. Well, I was talking about his haircut. That's why I was just curious who had done it. I was wondering if he did it himself.
To be fair, people might be like, "What's up with Todd's hair? We need an answer."
See, that's what I mean.
That could possibly be on certain people's minds.
That's legitimate because you look very different than you did last time. Has it taken you this long to get your haircut done? Because you weren't here last week. It was a whole week.
Yeah. I had to go back to get the left side done.
That was the joke?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man.
No, the whole thing took 20 minutes out in Lanai.
All right, fantastic.
Shaved it all
off. Oh, you went to Lanai.
Oh, look at you.
That's new. We didn't know that.
Well, listen, I think it looks great.
That's probably a more interesting story than he cut his hair. Yeah.
We look like, and the fact we
that
look
you
like
guys
brothers
commented
now.
On his Facebook
we look like brothers.
I don't think so.
I think we do.
No, I think you need a beard.
I think, I might have to grow one if you kind of cut your hair like
that. And not the one that you married.
Look at that. He's all on this tonight. Look at him. Whatever, that bro. That was good.
He got you.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to check in with the man who is the comic book dude in Kahului.
Mm. Maybe Mrs. Pence has a sister for you.
I'm sure she does. And she loves it.
It's just Mike Pence in a wig.
Oh, God. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time to check in with Dr. Freaky Daddy Leaky, because every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday right here in the heart of Kahului Town. So let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Can I just read the comics?
Oh, Daddy Leaks, bring me to completion with the comics coming to this region.
Sure. Action Comics.
I love
not
it.
The song.
You sure do. Action Comics, number 1012. Age of X-Men Extremis, number 505. Amazing Spider-Man, number 24. Ascender, number 3.
That's my favorite.
I know.
I really can't listen to the list.
Have you...
it's really distracting.
Have you...
it entertains the list,
been reading
not
Ascender, or are you just...
I read the first two, but I'm kind of lost because I didn't read the last, four Descenders, so...
Which was a 25-issue run, yeah? Something like that?
32.
Yeah. Avengers, number 20. Batman Beyond, number 33. Batman Damned, number 3 of 3. Finally out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
Libra Mayo has been throwing shade at DC Comics over it.
I wonder if we're going to see any famous junk in that one.
We're going to see Catwoman's vulva.
It's just something I want.
Why would we look at her car?
Black Hammer. Trade paperback, Secret Origins is coming in tomorrow.
Nice.
Black Panther, number 13. Nice. Books of Magic, number 9. Canto, number 1 of 6. That's a IDW book. Conan the Barbarian, number 7. Crow Hack Slash, number 1. I guess it's a crossover book.
That seems like such a travesty to me,
What is Hack
Slash? It's a comic book about... She's basically like a Final Girl type of character, only she actually kills her killer, and she... It's almost like Supernatural, where she meets a guy.
Was it a show?
No. It's a comic book.
Okay, it's only a comic.
But her partner, basically, he appears like he's another Jason-type serial killer, and they just kind of team up, and they go from town to town killing serial killers.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, it makes it more fun and comical when you talk
and
about
so the crow's gonna the crow's gonna be teaming
crossover
up with them.
With
the crow, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That I don't see those two franchises. It seems like such a travesty to cross over. I mean, it'd be like the crow versus the Ninja Turtles. It's like no, he shouldn't be crossing over with stuff like that.
I think the crow would be fun with the Ninja Turtles. Detective Comics 1000.
Ninja Turtles would be fun with anybody.
they would put like colored clown makeup on his face. Like there you go. Now you're happy, bro. Detective Comics 1000.
They'd make him wear one of their masks.
Yeah, they'd give him a bandana. Dial H for Hero, number 4 of 6.
Nice.
Doctor Strange, number 15. Fantastic Four, number 11. Fight Club 3, number 6. Flash, number 73.
Fight Club 3, number 6.
So these are all sequels to Fight Club. We already had Fight Club 2 wrap up. That was a 12-issue
run. It's a sequel to the book, though, not
right,
the movie.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
There was already a Fight Club 2.
And actually, it's not a book. I mean, the sequel is the comic.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know there was a 2. I didn't know there was a 2.
They completed 2. And
that
now
was like
on the
2
third.
Years ago.
Really?
It really was.
Wow. It's a trilogy. Yeah.
It's a trilogy? Yeah. Really? Are you coining that phrase? Are you
pretty
copywriting
sure
that right
that
there?
I think it's going to be longer universe. If it keeps making money.
Well, fair enough.
It's not obviously not because it's not going to be a movie.
I hope they never make a sequel
Chuck's
to Fight Club. Come on.
Out.
Well, I mean, Chuck Palahniuk just had a lot of money stolen from him, so I'm sure he's about bound to do almost anything just to keep some checks coming in.
The Fight Club 2 movie is going to be starring Pauly Shore. Yes! Yeah. I'm in. I'm 100% in.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so in.
But still.
And Screech!
But still Edward Norton. So Brad Pitt's no longer Tyler Durden.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, it's Pauly Shore
Pauly
now.
Pauly Shore is Screech's Tyler Durden.
Ed Norton.
Pauly Shore. God, why hasn't this movie happened yet? I am like, just
can you imagine
watching this movie in my head right now?
Fight Club 2 coming to theaters.
Imagine Pauly Shore in like a feather boa, and he's like trying to give Screech confidence. He's like, "What's up, buddy?" All right,
you have the weirdest.
That would be the best movie.
Right.
You'd be entertained straight for the entire 3-hour duration.
So freaking
3 hours.
Director's cut.
Oh, God.
Ghost Tree number.
Dan Cook, too.
Is it going to be as long as the re-release of Endgame into theaters this week? Or?
Oh, again. Why are they doing that to us?
Yeah.
Are we even getting it? I haven't seen it anywhere in Fandango.
No.
We're not?
No, it doesn't look like it.
Okay. Well, I guess they don't need our money.
Yeah, I guess not.
To break the record. Glow number 3. Goon number 3 with Eric Powell coming to the Maui Comic Con this October.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cannot effing wait for that. Effing Shiite.
Wow.
That wasn't a swear.
Can he say that?
Like, no, I
he
can't.
He technically got away with it by not saying it.
Yeah.
Well, they're the Sunnis and
hey,
the Shiites.
Yeah, hey, that's
Todd,
right. Is that a
Todd?
Swear? It's not a swear.
Shut up.
He actually said it. He actually said it in a better context than me. Why are you scolding me?
You're welcome.
He was actually being nice.
So if I was like, hey, can I take a break right now? I need to take a massive Shiite.
No, that's the wrong context. Headlopper.
But you can say the word. I didn't know context had anything to do with it.
Speaking of turd cutters, Headlopper number 12.
Good segue.
That is a great segue.
High level number 5.
Oh, gosh,
Invaders
we're so immature.
Number 44. It's terrible. Isola number 8, which is getting some rave reviews right now.
Got the first one.
It's about a cool looking tiger and some other stuff.
Nice.
So it's the Life of Pi.
Yeah. Nice. In space.
Life of Pi in space.
Instead of a boat.
The Life of Space.
Justice League Dark number 12.
Oh, nice.
Obviously a DC book.
Is Constantine Till the leader of that group?
I don't know. Right.
Nah, it's probably got Batman in it for no good reason.
Yeah.
Tell us Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's part of the trilogy. It is the part of the trilogy that's in Justice League Dark.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
Only in the group.
It was after the Witching Hour stuff. Kick-Ass number 15. LGBTQ etc. people. One shot. That's on.
Man, you're gonna buy that book.
That's for G money.
I bet it's got guys He's with long hair that look like lesbians.
Definitely got it just for you, G.
Yeah.
Just met their wives.
He subscribed.
Yeah.
Magnificent Ms. Marvel number 4. Major X number 6 of 6. The book that won't quit. Final issue. Martian.
Final issue.
Like my booty.
Martian Manhunter 6 of 12. Marvel Comics Presents number 6. Marvel Rising number 4 or 5, mm-hmm. based on the Disney XD cartoon series starring the Squirrel Girl.
I thought that was the remake of Iron Man with Ron Jeremy.
No.
Ew.
No. Mighty Morphin.
this time he's got a problem with his heart.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
So wait a minute. So is Ron Jeremy busting nuts with Squirrel Girl? Is that what you're trying to say?
Whoa, I wasn't going to take it that far.
Wow.
Jesus.
She's got
to
brush
it
out of
her tail. I was making an erection joke. You had to go take it that far. What's wrong with you?
Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur number 44. Mr. and Mrs. X number 12.
Is it still woke?
Which
Mr.
one?
Mr. and Mrs. X?
Or
yeah.
Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Still woke?
They're
still
all
woke.
All
right, got
and
it.
And they're Marvel books, aren't they?
Right, so that's true. Marvel books are woke.
I'm sure number 2. Redneck 21.
Redneck 21?
You know that. Speaking of rednecks, no. Rick and Morty number 51, Road of Bones number 2, Runaways number 22.
It's a sunburn. It's not really. I'm not really a redneck.
I wasn't gonna say anything about you, man. Spawn number 298. My neck gets red too. I'm half ollie.
That's not the name of the book. He's still talking about
Spider-Man.
Redneck number 20.
I don't
want him
to feel bad about it. Hoppa. Spider-Man Annual number 1. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man Reptilian Rage number 1. Some spider books.
Spider-Man Reptilian Rage? That's a weird title.
Yeah, spiders are reptiles.
Is that the crappy Abrams book?
Oh, maybe.
No, that's not coming out for a while. I don't think it's coming out so like later.
That was a terrible countdown.
What is all this hate on J.J. Abrams writing a Spider-Man book?
He's not writing it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I don't know.
Kidding me?
All I know is I keep seeing Spider-Man and J.J. Abrams. All this
Let's take a
about
quick
him.
Break to address the fact that the countdown, the Spider-Man countdown we had talked about before, led down to a book being announced that's written by J.J. Abrams' son.
It's the grossest.
While J.J. Abrams is holding the pencil.
It's the grossest display of nepotism in comics in probably the longest time ever.
But, I mean, Hollywood is all nepotism.
Like, he even admitted he's not actually writing it. His son's writing it. He's just looking at what the son's writing.
Well, of course he's going to support his kid.
And the son has nothing to back up whether or not he should be writing a comic book. But this thing is going to sell millions of copies just because it's
made.
How is this aristocratic scum supposed to propagate their generational wealth?
How do you know if you don't try? Maybe he's a great writer.
Yeah,
you
don't.
You know how many great writers there are out there?
Don't turn up the music over me.
Yeah, you know how many great writers there are out there that never get to write Spider-Man, but some kid just because his dad's a Hollywood director?
Well, maybe he's good.
I don't think that's
how old is this kid?
Because you know
think
what?
That's
when
it.
Max Landis started writing comic books, some people were saying stuff, but at least he had a resume of writing things. He had a background in what he was doing.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams' son is 20.
We don't know
2-0.
Anything about J.J. Abrams.
He's 20
kid
years old.
Whether or not
he just graduated high school.
Book. Look,
he just got out of high school and was like,
this Spider-Man. This Spider-Man comic is his essay to getting to college.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
It's a senior project.
I'm actually.
It's like, Dad, if you could put your name on it, people will definitely buy it.
When he stayed in the hostels traveling across
why
Europe.
Why am I the
guy?
I should be
bill.
Sounding like you guys. I don't. I think maybe he should just have a chance.
I think
to
it's a
book.
Hugely bad
stunt.
He
should write a book, not a Spider-Man book.
Wow.
The industry should not be doing stuff like this. Because you know what? He's going to get a massive marketing push behind his book, having nothing to deserve that. Mm-hmm. But there's guys been working there for 30, 40 years that can't even get they can't even get a heads up anymore about these kind of things. But he just comes in and says, my dad's going to get me to write Spider-Man. And now he is.
Wow.
It's terrible.
Well, he was right.
And it's terrible.
Wow.
Him better than you.
That's fine, but you know.
He's better than everybody. Just give up, Gannon.
Wait, who? J.J. Abrams?
Well, I will definitely be reading the book here, but I won't be buying it.
You'll be reading the book, but not buying
it? I'm going to read it off the rack and not buy it.
Fine. Sorry, I even broached the subject.
Let's not bring it in.
Alika,
you know what? It's like I jumped in that point, and then everybody else started finding articles about exactly what I said.
Why don't you take Abby Hoffman's advice and steal that book?
I think you should give him a chance.
The only place I'd steal that book is here, though.
No, I bet Borders are good.
Yeah, why don't you advertise for them another? What is that? Five?
I could always steal it from Game Over.
I guess what the good thing is that if it sells comic books, that's a good thing, right?
His comic book, though.
But it's good for Marvel regardless.
There's no guarantee anybody's going to walk in to buy that book.
I don't think this is a good move for Marvel. Like, I mean,
I think you guys are glossing over the main point, is that if J.J. Abrams' son is financially independent, then J.J. Abrams isn't, you know, forced to make movies anymore and we'll lose him forever.
Where will we get our lens flares?
But
he's doing this to save his
He's getting $500 million.
This is his retirement plan.
He's getting $500 million from Warner Brothers to sell Bad Robot to them.
Really?
Yeah. Haven't you guys seen this?
No. Nope.
Yeah, he's selling the Bad Robot company to Warner Brothers.
Wow.
Warner Brothers can't afford to buy Bad Robot.
And the rumor is that once that
they
comes into
to
the
buy
fold,
good
he's basically going to be the DC guy from that point forward.
Got it. Interesting.
But his son's going to be a Marvel guy.
Aaron, thoughts?
Yeah, you love
J.J. Abrams.
There
I bet you
go.
You do.
See?
That has nothing to do with the conversation.
Aristocratic
scum. Thanks for your input.
Do you like
Spider-Man?
Well,
where are you going to be when they drag the guillotines out and bring the elitists out into the street?
I'm going to be holding my J.J. Abrams pop.
Again, this has nothing to do with him, though. I mean, it kind of does tangentially, but...
It's just the son.
Yeah, it's the son that's actually...
I'm sure the son is as talented as he is.
No. There's no guarantee of that whatsoever.
What if he's like a LeBron James? What if he's like straight out of high school right into the pros?
The only way we can know is
what if
he?
What if he's another Kobe Bryant? Right?
Kobe.
Then he should be playing basketball, not riding Spider-Man. Stupid.
Well, all then explain CM Punk in comics.
That's right. Is that? It's not nepotism, obviously, but isn't it favoriting CM Punk as a?
Did he write it?
He wrote it.
Did he really?
Yes.
I don't know about that. I didn't follow
but
that.
But he wrote it.
But yeah. They gave. All
right, I haven't finished the comic list yet.
They gave him
Spider-Man. Check it, yo.
Okay, the comic list isn't done yet.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to remind you that.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You still want to talk about J.J. Abrams?
No, just keep reading the damn list. Right? Yes.
Street Fighter, Necro, and Effie, number one. Who's that?
That's all one book.
Who's
Street Necro? Fighter, Necro,
wait,
and Effie?
Wait, can I say the name again?
Necro and Effie.
I know
Effie.
Who Necro is. Who's Effie?
She's another... What? She's one of the newer
really? Yeah, I know.
From
exactly
what number Street Fighter?
From five.
But, I can't keep track anymore.
Necro's not in five though.
Superior no. Spider-Man number eight. You know what?
Well, you might be now.
I'm going to take a little detour because we just had one. Because okay. Those are fun. I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Joel Ford, who worked as a music producer on the new Zelda game, The Crypt of the NecroDancer. Zelda, what is the full title of that? Legend of Zelda something. The new Crypt of the NecroDancer, the music-based Zelda game that's coming out.
Cadence of Hyrule?
Cadence of Hyrule, there you go. That's
Crypt
one.
Of the NecroDancer.
That
was the name of the first game.
No, it's in the title of this. It starts with Crypt of the NecroDancer, Cadence of Hyrule, Legend of Zelda.
Wait, Crypto the NecroDancer?
Crypt of the NecroDancer.
Oh, I was thinking Superman's dog for a second.
So Crypt of the NecroDancer is a game that you're supposed to play to the
beat.
He
just said it.
Crypt of the NecroDancer is a game you're supposed to play to the beat. You're supposed to fight the enemies to the beat. And if you're on beat, you
so
get
So it's Parappa
points.
The Rapper.
Is it? I don't know.
It kind of sounded like it.
It's called Cadence of Hyrule, Crypt of the NecroDancer. I have played the original, which isn't Cadence of Hyrule. That's
I feel
a fun
like you
game.
Guys are still saying Crypto the NecroDancer.
Crypt well, of the NecroDancer.
Hey, imagine what a crazy world.
They say it so quickly, dancing. It sounds like they're saying Crypto the NecroDancer.
God, wouldn't that be cool if that's what we were really saying?
Like, if Crypto walked out dressed up like he came out of a Hot Topic and just started like doing like a goofy like YouTube dance video.
Can I say something about your friend?
No, because you don't even know
okay.
him.
Well, I'm going to. He's a garbage game designer, and no, I'm just kidding. He actually
worked on the music portion.
Oh, okay. Well, the music stinks.
And I'm getting that game. Kidding.
It's a very good game, actually.
The
beat mechanic in there is very good.
He's a garbage game designer. He worked on all the garbage cans.
No, but yeah, if you have not played it, you should. It's a lot of fun, and it's a unique way to play an RPG.
But Cadence of Hyrule is not out yet.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's out?
Yes.
Oh, I got to get that.
Yeah, it's already out.
You should have it already.
It's $25. The original was on sale for $4.
Just talk to your friend.
Yeah, come on, talk to your friend.
Look it up.
Tell him to send codes.
When my friends create art, I support them.
Oh! Oh, look at Todd, he's shaking his head like
Todd's like, I wish I could joke, but yes.
I don't ask for free stuff. They give
he
it to me.
He supports
anyways,
Todd. Though. Todd's book's right here.
That's true. Yeah. Good point.
I didn't say anything.
No, you didn't have to. It's the way you looked at me.
I didn't. That's not what it is.
You're the one always mocking his art and stuff.
Yeah.
Right, me.
Yeah, you're always talking about how terrible his art is. And stuff.
Whoa, I never do that. I think he's a great artist.
Yeah, you're the jerk.
Go back and watch. Go back and listen to all our shows.
Yeah, it's not.
He's constantly like Todd. Your art is sucks.
I think he goes by the name of Ganon. Anyway,
comic list.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
Terrifics number 17.
Ooh,
Thanos number 3 of 6.
Sweet.
Thor number 14.
Did I tell you all that you can suck it? That I told you that Thanos is an Eternal in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Can I post
suck
that picture?
Suck it.
Can I post that picture that I found on our Overwatch page?
No, you may not.
Why not? But that shows you he's an Eternal.
No, it doesn't.
It
I'm
does too.
I'm the most innocent one. I didn't say anything.
No, that's true. You
can still suck it.
Formers Ghostbusters number 1.
That was good. It almost felt there was a pause between the trans part.
Sure.
How come they didn't combine the two and make it Transbusters?
That would have been transphobic, buddy. Yeah. Volcanosaurus number 2.
Ghost Formers?
I only ordered this book because the title, like, is entertaining to me, and I just like the concept.
Miraculous.
War of the Realms, number 6 of 6. War of the Realms, New Agents of Atlas, number 2 of 4, second printing. First appearance of some characters. War of the Realms, New Agents of Atlas, number 4 of 4.
Is it good?
It's taken over. New Agents of Atlas is introducing a lot of characters from the Marvel manga side.
Nice.
And they're really popular, and people are loving them. War of the Realms Punisher, number 3 of 3. War of the Realms Uncanny X-Men, number 3 of 3.
Wow.
Weatherman, volume 2, number 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're getting a new Weatherman.
Is that based on the...
Nope.
No?
The
Nicolas Cage movie?
No.
Are you sure?
I
read it.
They don't usually make comics based on movies. They make movies based on comics.
No, they can make comics based on movies that star Nicolas Cage in
them. If it'll get you to start buying stuff, G,
Drive Angry and stuff.
It is.
That was a great movie.
I would read that comic.
I didn't even see it.
Wolverine, good movie. Exit Wounds, number 1.
Ooh.
That's a Steven Seagal movie.
Steven Seagal.
It is. It's a great movie.
I can't look at that guy
DMX,
without
baby.
Laughing.
DMX.
Steven Seagal for Wolverine in the new MCU.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Steven Seagal is...
So what is this rumor that I hear that Keanu Reeves is being talked to by Marvel to be a part of their cinematic
universe?
If he
was Moon Knight, that would be so...
What if you try to get him right now and the whole damn world loves him?
True. Yeah.
He's like one of the few they've never even touched.
It's true. And
but
then,
he is pretty old.
And this true. We'd all on this show, we'd all love him, but Todd would hate him.
I love Keanu Reeves. I've always have. I don't know why the whole world all of a sudden realized he's awesome. He's always been awesome.
He's always been awesome. Mm-hmm. We already know this. Yeah. Walking the Clouds proves it. Just watch Walking
he's
the Clouds.
He's like a more serious Pauly Shore.
Mm-hmm. Or rapper.
I really respect him.
Or
he could be Adam Warlock.
He could also do that.
All you need to do is watch him in Walking the Clouds, or you can watch him in another great film called The Lake House.
Yes.
Very good in that as well. So Keanu Reeves, an amazing Point
Break.
Actor.
That's all you need to know.
No, you
Point
know what?
Break.
He should be MODOK.
Oh god, that's a terrible waste of Keanu Reeves.
I'd kung fu fighting MODOK.
One
Stilt Man.
Okay.
You know who Keanu Reeves should have been? He should have been
Wolverine.
He should have been no, not Wolverine.
He's too tall.
Yeah, he's way too
so
tall.
So is Hugh Jackman.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
He technically he should have been Iron Fist.
No.
Shang-Chi?
No.
Doctor Strange.
I mean, some people talk about Reed Richards, and even that, I'm like, no.
I don't like him as Reed Richards.
Moon Knight.
Either.
Yeah, I kind of want Moon
Knight.
Oh, you
should be the Silver Surfer.
No.
I'd be
bro.
I'd be down for Moon Knight. Moon Knight would be pretty rad.
Hey, Point Break Part 2.
The Breakening.
Anyway, go ahead.
Wonder Woman, number 73. And, finale of X-Men Grand Design Extinction number 2 of 2, this sixth part in the series of Ed Pisker's magnum opus about the X-Men, which has been incredible.
Well, tell Ed to knock it off.
No, I won't. And by the way, I'm going to give a shout out to Ed Pisker's YouTube channel, The Cartoonist Kayfabe, because it's great and I love it, and it's better than a Nerd Watch. So if you like comics, you should watch it. And what are you doing?
Yeah,
if you like comics,
you don't have
Why
to
are you
watch
doing that.
Don't watch the Nerd Watch if you like comics.
I'm sorry, what? I can't hear anything you're freaking saying right now.
Then adjust your mix dummy. Oh. Figure out how to use your board.
Get those crickets out of here. Why'd you bring them anyways? And finally, X-Men Milestones trade paperback, The Dark Phoenix Saga. So we can see how it actually went. Maybe Barry wouldn't like that movie so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that, of course, is your comic book list, courtesy of Alika, Dr. Daddy Leaks, the man who
Hey, with Grand Design done, does that mean
is it done?
The Hickman stuff is coming soon? Or
Yeah, Powers of X and House of X will be coming up, and there's been a lot of trash talk.
Can't wait.
So really? We can pick
They're
up...
They're going to dip Jason Aaron in cocaine, apparently.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
You guys can all pick up those comics right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at the Queen Kamano Center. That and so many more comics are going to be available at your fingertips right here in the heart of Kahului Town. So happy that the Queen Kamano Center has given Maui Comics an opportunity to spread their wares across.
They're the best.
Spread their what?
You have a terrible way with words.
No, it's great.
Make everything sound really gross.
I'm not spreading anything over here.
No, you are. Yeah. You are.
And I don't need anyone's permission to do so.
But
yeah, fair enough.
I also want to thank Queen Kamano Center for, you know, letting us have special hours on the 4th of July because something else is happening
that
day.
Whoa, what's happening?
We're going to have fireworks.
Do you got any music queued up?
You know what's funny is I wish he had brought that up earlier, but I don't.
Well, please, you have the music already set.
I can see what I can do here. Hang on.
Let me see how long I can make the hole last.
Just keep talking.
Keep talking.
Here we go.
What if we do it in a wave of like,
Here it comes.
This July 4th.
There we go.
At the Queen Kamana Center at the Maui Comics and Collectibles store, you can meet Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
From noon to 3 p.m.
That's right. Noon to 3. He is the amazing Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
WWE
legend.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. He's an amazing guy. I love the Hacksaw. And I can't wait to talk to him
the
about wrestling.
The world loves the Hacksaw.
And,
I loved him in Spider-Man.
They're thinking of Bonesaw.
Yeah, that's Bonesaw, you idiot.
It was a joke.
Wait, that's not the... Jeez. Wait, he's not the guy from No Holds Barred?
No, that's Zeus.
Hacksaw.
That's
Jim
the pull you went for?
Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
4th of July. Anything more American than Hacksaw Jim effing Duggan?
It is pretty rad we're getting it for July 4th.
It is right? Pretty awesome. Yeah. It is awesome.
I don't even care about wrestling, but it is pretty cool.
It's going to be so American, it's going to make Donald Trump's spleen hurt.
So is he going to, like
it's gonna be
people
deep.
Bring their own 2x4s, or is he going to
have...
We'll have 2x4s for everybody.
I'll bring my own. Yeah.
And they'll
is
be,
he gonna let? Is he gonna
Holy
let?
Holy crap! I was just joking.
Like, wait, that's one of his most popular items.
Does the mall know you're gonna be giving a bunch of people 2x4s?
That's a good point.
You're like, hey, are you guys drunk and lighting
they
up
might,
fireworks
they,
later?
They
here's
might
a 2x4.
Take an issue with people walking around with lumber.
And they're also going to be inspired by seeing their favorite wrestler to smack each other in the
that's
face.
That's what I'm saying.
So don't do that, guys. Yeah. Totally don't do that.
What do I have to?
Probably gonna happen.
What am
anyways.
I gonna have to do for Hacksaw to have him put Todd through a table?
$50.
You probably just have to let Todd talk.
Yeah, that's right.
I bet he would do it for free.
Have Todd interview him.
First off, you need to have the money to replace the table.
That's true.
Damn it! Like I said, $50.
Little
so
man.
So there's only three words I want you to say
put
when Hacksaw
wrestling is fake.
Those three words, Todd. Just say when he's here. Just say wrestling is fake, and then we'll see what happens.
Hey guys.
He's gonna be
when
like
Hacksaw is here.
He's gonna be
when
like
Hacksaw is here. Do not break kayfabe.
That's right, dude.
I swear to effing God.
What you know about kayfabe, bro?
I bet he's gonna be
stay
like, yeah,
character.
But my 2x4 is not.
Show up in a unitard.
Can you say unitard?
Yeah.
There's only one of them.
Seems very insensitive.
Yeah, it's completely legit, bro. You can do it.
So it's it's a person with mental faculty issues and they only have one eye.
That's correct.
Is that what it is?
That is correct.
Really?
Yeah.
He's just telling you you could have said anything. He just wants you to stop talking.
So if I bought bought a loaf of bread and then sank it in a vat of mustard, that would also be a unitard.
That would also be a unitard. So listen, ladies and gentlemen.
What if I had a roll of quarters?
Before
they were all Canadian.
Now before
is
we
that
go,
also a unitard?
That is.
If you had a sock full of quarters, you'd be Charles Bronson.
Listen, I gotta make a transition. I gotta make a transition. Because ladies and gentlemen, joining us. Tonight, because we love this guy, and just because he is the extremely controversial Jedi Master. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show,
George Lucas.
Professor Barry, he's in the house tonight.
Way to drop a Barry on us.
That's right. Professor Barry's in the house. Hey, Professor Barry, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How you doing, buddy?
Why are you on the line?
We are doing phenomenally.
He's too cool to come here now, apparently.
Professor
hey,
Barry.
Alexa, hang up the phone.
You know what we should do? Since the budget's increasing, you should do like a Wizard of Oz, like floating holographic Barry head, like a Zordon in the back.
Like he should be Zordon in the back? That would actually be pretty awesome. I think Barry would like that. So Barry is calling in because he has been catching up on some movies, and I actually got to see him tonight because we went to go see Annabelle Comes Home.
Oh, Swan saw that too.
So
you said,
great.
I don't want to. I mean,
well,
okay.
Listen.
I'll
the
listen
thing.
To what you guys say.
Well, we saw. I saw.
I'm never gonna.
I've
see
seen
it, so.
Two doll movies this weekend. But before we get go any further, Professor
and one's
Barry
from Russia.
Professor Barry, how are you, sir?
I'm good, buddy. It's nice to see you.
Well, listen, it was nice to see you too. I enjoyed.
How come it sounds like when they have to go to the weather guy? Because it seems like it takes him 30
there's
seconds.
Just a,
for
there's
a
just a little bit of a delay. It's fine. It's the internet. But don't worry about it. So, Professor Barry,
while
we were holding hands watching this scary movie together, what were your thoughts on, of course, the new Annabelle film?
Your hands are sweaty.
Well, I was thinking so much about our hand holding. It really kind of distracted me from the film, but I will talk about the film.
Okay, good.
I think it's one of the stronger entries in the Conjuring verse, as it were. I think the second film, Annabelle Creation, is the best one so far. I think it's the scariest. I think it's the strongest. And I think it's the most aggressively scary. But this one is really solid. It's a really great mood piece. The first hour, it's all suspense. It's all atmosphere, which I love. And then it just really hammers hard with the scares. There are some jump scares, which we can kind of expect. It is typical of the genre. But it's really smart, it's really stylish, and something I don't always say about mainstream horror movies, it's really classy. It's a classy horror film. It really wants to be like a 1970s horror film, and I think it does that in a really respectful way. It's a smart movie.
I think you're absolutely right. I watched this with Professor Barry as well, and I thought it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it.
I talked to Swan. He didn't see the same movie you guys did.
Well, Swan's weird. This is a great movie. Enjoyed it very much.
what did Swan think?
Apparently, he didn't like it as much as we did.
You thought it was dull as hell?
Yeah, he didn't like it. I thought it was fantastic. It's a very 70s horror movie, which is very cool. You'll dig it. I really do think Gannon will dig it.
I don't like 70s horror movies.
Full Bush?
Oh, my gosh.
Full Bush.
No. Stop it.
The president.
There is another doll movie that we got to see this weekend. Professor Barry doll did not, movie? And we'll talk about
the
that in just a few
of
minutes.
Dolly Dearest.
But there has been, Professor Barry, Valley you have been dolls. Certainly missed on this show. We can't wait till your summer school's over so you can come back and regale us with all of your stories.
Yeah, leave those kids behind.
But
America is.
Professor Barry, you have made quite the impression on the young lads here at the Nerd Watch. You posted.
Speak for yourself.
I think.
The only reason why I bring this up
what
is because.
I'm sorry. Speak for yourself and Aaron.
I've had to defend Professor Barry because you posted an X-Men.
He's a grown man.
He posted the X-Men Dark Phoenix, his review for it, and I heard on this show gave him a lot of flack for it. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that.
You yourself said it wasn't good.
I liked it. I told you guys I liked it.
I need to watch that show again because I don't remember you being positive about it at all.
So I just want to make sure that we put it out there that people.
I know me and Aaron slammed it, and we don't even need to bring up Alika.
Well, here's the thing: is that Professor Barry and Aaron aren't talking right now. So I gotta. You know,
the honeymoon's over.
Honeymoon is over. Mm-hmm. But
if you guys actually opened your mouth and said stuff, yeah, that would fix that.
Did you Louis C.K. him? Is that what happened?
No, stop. No,
Dark Phoenix is getting yanked from the theater already.
It is getting yanked from the theater.
Professor, it's still in the theater?
It is still in the theater. Hey, Professor Barry, before we let you go, I know it's running late for you, but what was it about Dark Phoenix that made such an impression on you? Because it has been getting, to be fair to these guys, it has been getting some pretty terrible reviews
for sure.
No, their complaints are absolutely fair, and you know, as you talked about tonight, Greg, you know, you and I both know we don't write reviews to get
Ahead.
Sorry?
No, go ahead. He thought he was watching. He thought you were watching the show with us.
No,
it's
not.
It's good you're not.
No. Oh. Great. I can't wait to watch this later. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a magical experience.
Go ahead. Finish your thoughts, Professor
Barry.
It's
going to be better than Dark Phoenix.
Finish your thoughts, sir.
All right. I'll finish my thought. I like Dark Phoenix because it's a deconstruction of the X-Men movies. Not necessarily the X-Men comics or the uncanny X-Men, but the actual X-Men movies. The X-Men movies that Alika hates so very much. And a lot of his complaints are completely valid. And I've always appreciated Alika's take on these movies. And I agree. They're very problematic at best. I think it's more of an issue of peaks and valleys. I don't think they're all bad, but I mean, I've always liked Alika's take on these movies, and it's really made me understand the problems that he's had with them and really the problems that they have. The reason I like this film, and you know, Greg, we've talked about it. I mean, this is not a flawless film by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a deconstruction of these movies, this particular X-Men franchise, not the X-Men as a whole, as an entity, but these particular movies. It's a deconstruction of them. It is a criticism of Xavier. It's a criticism against anybody who feels like, you know, doing the right thing necessarily means intervening in someone's life. It is a criticism against parenthood. It is a criticism against basically doing the right thing and whatever that is, intervening with someone's life. There's a lot going on in this movie. All X-Men movies have that, even the weaker ones. They all have that quality of having subtext and actually using the superhero genre to really talk about stuff. And I feel like, even though, again, this is a hit and miss movie, but I feel like there's enough here that makes it interesting. Not just compelling, which I think it is, but it's an interesting movie for that very reason. Wow. I feel like a lot of people are going to look at this movie, and it has something of value to say, not just the stuff that's on the surface.
Wow! All right.
I really appreciate what Barry just said, especially because, I mean, the word he chose couldn't have been more perfect, that this is a deconstructed X-Men movie. Because, like, have you ever gone to a new restaurant and they do this douchey crap where they're like, here's a blah, blah, you know, gazpacho soup deconstructed, and they just give you the ingredients on the plate. And you just, like, look at them and you're like, yep, there they are. You know, that is a perfect analogy for this final installment of, because it lays bare all of the parts that are there.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're just like, why'd you do that?
That's a good point. I gotta give you that, Alika. I gotta give you that.
You know.
Oh my gosh.
I really like Barry's take on it. And when I was reading the article, I was just like, you know, just as an X-Men fan, shaking my head, because I was like, how can you say nice things about this thing?
But
at the same time, I'm just like, you know, Barry's got some good points on it, and I that's perfect, Barry. Thank you for that. Deconstructed. This is X-Men deconstructed.
So listen,
nobody asked for it. Why'd you take my sandwich apart, bro? I was gonna eat that.
I asked for a sandwich.
I was gonna eat that.
Hey, so Professor Barry, we're gonna have you back on the show sometime in the near future. I hope your summer school's going well.
One day.
It's going really well. Thank you. Yeah.
Good. Now, listen. Just
so is summer school where all the kids in leather jackets and switchblades come in?
Yeah, that's the one.
Start carving up the desk.
Yeah. That's where you guys have named. That's where guys come into summer school that are named Chainsaw. And those are those guys.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Professor Barry, so far, it's still early in the summer, but how is summer shaping up for you so far as our resident movie critic? What do you think?
Oh, it's been a disaster. Godzilla was a disaster. Most of these movies have been really, really bad. I'm hoping things will pick up. I'm hoping that Quentin Tarantino's new film not only saves the summer, but really the movie year. It's been bad. It's been really, really bad.
Well, I like the Godzilla movie because I really appreciate that it was a deconstruction of all Godzilla films and the franchise and how the monster era of all of these things work.
Oh, I really
appreciated that.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Nice.
Well, listen, what's next on your list? What can we look forward to that you're going to be watching and reviewing there, Professor Barry?
I'm going to catch up with Luke Besson's Anna at some point. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Fantastic. And will you be catching up on Child's Play as well, the new rendition or new version?
Yes, definitely. I've been wanting to see it, and the words you shared with me at the movie theater really made me think I need to see this thing really soon. So, yeah, I'll be seeing Child's Play.
Fantastic. Professor Barry, I hope we get to see you soon. I know these gentlemen can't wait to have you back.
More or less.
Can't wait.
And listen, when you come back, maybe we can make amends with you and Aaron, because you guys seem to not be on the same page at all. So
I like the tension.
Aaron, you mean Mr. Five Stars over there? Oh yeah.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Anyway,
see, you gave Men in Black 2 stars. I can't believe that.
It was a bad side of 2 stars, though. It wasn't a good one. So anyway, Professor Barry,
2 stars means mediocre, Aaron. Excuse me, Mr. 5 stars. Unicorn store.
5 stars on what?
1 star.
Five stars on what?
Unicorn store.
Oh yeah,
like Aaron.
No, like I actually saw Unicorn Aaron. Store.
I gave Men in Black 1 star.
Yeah, I saw Unicorn Store. Mm-mm.
No, not no. a good. Okay.
Yes. I mean, I guess fantastic. If I had a crush on Brie Larson, I'd give it a bigger rating too. But
mm-hmm. Samuel Jackson's great in that movie.
Well, because of
he's not.
You don't want to buy a unicorn?
Yeah.
You gotta open your own store.
He's tinted in his hair. And
well, because of Professor Barry, I missed it the first time around when it was in theaters. Because of Professor Barry's review, I am finally going to get a chance to watch Pet Sematary, which we'll be talking about shortly, because that comes out on digital.
You know
today.
They spelled that wrong, right?
Sweet.
Did they?
Yeah, it's not spelled like that.
I'm sure it's S-E-M-A-T-A-R-Y.
Nobody alive in this generation knows.
It's true.
Nobody knows how to spell.
Well, I feel like G doesn't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. Professor Barry.
You know how that happened, right? Stephen King was doing so much cocaine when he wrote that book. He just wrote it that way. He's like, I'm going to go with it. Yeah.
Well, Professor Barry, we certainly thank you for being on the show tonight, and we can't wait to have you live in studio. You make everything better. You know that? So I just want you to know that.
Thank you, buddy. I miss you guys.
Well, I miss you too very much, and I certainly love you. You're like my brother from another mother.
Oh, my goodness.
You're my cinema soulmate. And
that's the only reason he actually put him on the show tonight, just so he could say that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, tell him how much you love him some more.
I just did.
I know. No, right.
Let's talk about it for another 10
minutes. Let's go around
minutes.
The table and what do you think about the rest of us?
Yeah.
One by one.
We'll do that next time.
Thanks for recommending that I try CBD. I really appreciate that.
What if we gave each other star ratings?
Oh,
that'd
okay.
be painful. That wouldn't be fun.
I think I'd go home in tears.
Yeah. We would probably get into a knife fight afterwards.
That is true.
Yeah. I think that Barry would give me no stars.
He definitely would.
Well, I'm the Suicide Squad of the Nerd Watch.
That's true, you are.
But you get an Oscar, so
you get an Oscar. Though.
You got an Oscar. Fair enough.
DCEU got the Oscar, baby.
Well, listen, thanks, Professor Barry, for joining us. And we hope to see you soon, right live, or right on the show live.
You got it, buddy. Yeah. See you guys soon. Love you guys.
All right.
Have a good night.
Talk to you later.
Wear something sexy.
Bye-bye. Bye, buddy. Well, listen, I wanted to bring Professor Barry in because we got to see Annabelle tonight.
You wanted to tell him how you really feel.
Well, yeah, I did. Right? I told him how much I love him.
We spent less time talking about a movie that's relevant right now.
Than Annabelle's relevant.
No, but we spent less time talking about that than everything else.
Oh, that's true. That's true. He takes precedence over everything. But anyway, go watch Annabelle. It's really good. Enjoyed it very, very much. Now, there was another doll movie that came out this weekend. And let me tell you something.
Toy Story 4.
Yes. But more importantly.
Wait, I haven't seen it. Don't spoil it.
All right, but more importantly.
The toys can talk.
No!
They get lost.
Myself?
They start a revolution
mm-hmm.
where they finally reveal to the world that they've always been alive. Wow. And they finally start taking over the world, Planet
they
of the
rise
style.
Up.
Wow.
They rise up.
Wow.
I'd pay to see that movie.
And you know, it's really, there's a gruesome, grotesque scene where they pan to a landfill and all of these zombie toys that are all mangled start
it's
rising.
It's like the Sid scene in the first one, but way, way worse.
Way darker.
Wow. Well,
I love it.
Listen, the other doll movie that I was speaking of is the one that Aaron, myself, and Gannon went to see together, and that was the...
It wasn't so much together that we ended up in the same theater.
First of all, it was together. It was you that was touching my leg.
I was sitting in front of you.
Oh, I don't think so.
Why do you have to lie to these people?
Man, that was me. Monster reach.
We went to go see Child's Play with Mark Hamill as the voice of Chucky.
Mark Hamill was there. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Buddy.
It turns out it is Chucky.
It is. Yeah, they actually said it in the commercial.
Yeah,
it said Chucky.
So
how they do it is also a Star Wars in joke, which is kind of clunky, but they did it all right.
They did it okay. I thought it was fun. I thought it was fine.
If I explain it to you, it sounds really lame, but in the scope of the movie, actually wasn't bad.
So Gannon, you being our resident horror aficionado. What was your take? Because you were extremely.
I went
critical.
In with arms crossed.
You did. You certainly did.
I definitely did.
What was your take on this crossed. New? What is it? A reboot? Like, a reimagining? A
it's
remake?
A flat out remake.
It's a flat There's out
no
remake.
Reboot here.
Okay, it's not a re. Okay. What'd you think?
There's a certain part of it where I'm wondering, like, because I went in expecting the worst, that's why it kind of superseded my expectations.
Yeah.
But all in all, it's actually a really solidly made movie in and of itself. Like, you know, like it's the catalyst to what makes the killer doll is completely different than it is in the original movies, which is the biggest difference as far as how it gets there. Ultimately,
is there magic involved?
No, not at all.
Nothing.
I kind of don't want to spoil it because it's kind of a really
Chucky's
fun,
a Hufflepuff.
It's kind of a really fun way that they do it. But yeah, it's still got the same kind of black humor to it that the original franchise had.
Shut up, Todd.
They do it in a different way. I really dug Aubrey Plaza's character. I dug, like, the kid was really good. Yeah, they get a little bit of Stranger Things when he starts getting friends in that apartment complex, which I was like, I get it. You know, that's kind of what we're used to now. So there's a little bit of that it slash Stranger Things feel. Mark Hamill did a pretty decent job. But they explore a bonding between him and Andy that you wouldn't have gotten with the other movie. Again, without spoiling it, because of how the doll works this time around.
Right.
But yeah, I was actually pleasantly surprised. It was actually pretty damn good. I didn't want to like it, mostly out of loyalty to Don Mancini, because out of everybody that's ever made a horror franchise, he is the only one that's actually been involved in every single sequel to his franchise.
Correct.
From day one.
He absolutely has.
So there is no Chucky without him, and that's always been the case all the way through. And he hadn't. There was nothing he could do to stop this or to hinder it in any kind of way. So this movie, this sequel is gonna, or this remake was gonna happen with or without him, and it's weird because he's still pursuing his franchise into a TV show.
Correct.
So, and they're not gonna cross pollinate; they have nothing to do with each other. So there's almost nothing he could do to stop this from happening.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was kind of loyal to that, but I kind of came out of it and liking the hell out of it.
Well, Aaron, you also went to the film with us. What was your take on Child's Play?
Well, you know how I went in kicking and screaming.
You did. You didn't want to go. He didn't want to go at all. He didn't. I bought him a ticket.
I thought that was a 5-year-old girl coming in.
Oh.
That's
kind of disturbing.
Why'd you guys do that? No, Daddy, I don't want to go in there. So what was...
He called him pleasantly surprised.
You were pleasantly surprised.
His face at first got some used to, you know, took a while to get used to.
Sure.
I don't know. It just didn't have that original Chucky feel. It's just... It's faceless.
Different.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, right?
I kind of like that, though. It separates
I liked
the two.
It eventually. It took me a while to get used to. I guess the new way he comes alive is okay, but I'd rather have the original, the whole magic.
Really? You
know, serial killer
interesting.
Thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
I appreciated the difference, though.
I did as well.
You think there'll ever be a time when the two cross over?
No.
And, like, fight each other?
No.
I don't think
so. You know, technically speaking, it's written in such a way that you could kind of get away with that if they ever wanted to.
Mm.
Because
they
don't really touch on
then you get the,
like, the company involved.
Bride and side bang of Chucky. And,
well,
and,
the thing is, what's interesting is that it's obvious.
Do they have one of those?
I only caught half of that. Oh, okay. I don't know where you're going with that.
Aaron,
the side bang of Chucky.
I think Aaron is bringing up the
point.
Oh,
is that
this
the next? Is that the show?
No.
Side bang of Chucky.
No, that's not the side bang of Chucky. Anyway.
The
Utu Utu Bang Bang of Chucky.
Yeah, right?
No.
The baby mama.
No. Aaron, can you finish up, please, to shut these guys up?
Sack of Chucky.
And the voice of Mark Hamill, he makes you feel sympathy for Chucky. Mm. You know, especially the way he's created.
Yeah.
It's not the original Chucky where he's a pure serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
I do miss the lines that Chucky had in the original. You know.
Cocaine.
You would have wanted to hear them again?
No, not the same.
Is that what you mean?
Just kind of like a riff on
I think
it,
Brad Dorff's wit and his delivery is what he was looking for.
Brad Dorff is untouchable.
Yeah.
He is untouchable. And the reason I feel like Brad Dorff is untouchable is because, unlike Mark Hamill, I think if Brad Dorff didn't become an actor, he could have easily become Charles Lee Ray. there's such a crazy madness in that man's eyes that he looked like he was just one step away from becoming a serial killer himself.
Yeah, it's very true. Well, so what was it about the movie that you really kind of... that made you enjoy it?
Kicking and screaming.
It felt like an 80s movie to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just, the flow of it, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, I didn't find it boring. I didn't find it dragging at all.
Yeah.
Oh,
you kind of do lose Aubrey Plaza halfway into the movie.
You do.
Like,
you do.
She's kind of in and out of the movie about the halfway point, which is kind of a shame because she's great in it.
Yeah.
She
I think the showdown felt a little rushed and like too simple.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that.
It didn't really build to quite as large of a climax as it seemed to be building towards.
Yeah, you could,
but it didn't leave me disappointed.
No,
the only inconsistency that the only thing that like I had a logic problem with, and you know, I was like, we're talking about a killer doll movie, but the logic problem I had with it is that somehow the kids were able to take what's essentially evidence and take it outside to smash the hell out of it and set it on fire in front of the cop.
In front of the cop,
and I was like, I don't want to get into logic and realism but they technically just did remove evidence from what's a significantly crazy crime.
Yeah. And what's interesting to me is that I, just to let everybody know, I am in complete agreement with both of these gentlemen here.
Okay, you don't need to give a review. Anyway, moving on.
I thought this Child's Play was something that I was not going to like, and I have to tell you something. I almost like it better than the original.
It's like right there for me. It's like right there.
This movie is, for the first half, is one movie, and then the second half, it turns into this completely different movie. And I like that.
It has more in common with Short Circuit, strangely enough.
Yeah.
Ooh, Mr. Stevens is in this?
Oh my God. Wait, do it. I'm sorry. Todd, do it ahead.
No, do that insanely offensive accent.
Yeah, do that offensive accent, Todd.
No, he has to say, he talks about Daddy Leaks, right?
No, that's his Russian accent.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, Daddy Leaks.
Oh my God, Johnny Five.
That's terrible.
That's
terrible.
You're putting me on the spot.
That's worse than my Bane.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Your Bane's a little bit better.
Anyway, this is a totally nerd watch recommends for Child's Play. If you've never seen,
I gotta recommend it. Yeah. It's actually pretty damn good.
If you've never even watched a Chucky movie before, you don't have to. You just see this one, and I think you'll be
is
on
it
board.
Better than Bride of Chucky.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Is it better than Child's Play?
I wouldn't put it against Bride of Chucky. Bride of Chucky's a really fun movie.
It's good. No, I'm not.
It's a super fun movie.
I agree with you.
It's not a scary movie by any stretch, but it is a super fun movie.
I agree with you.
If Barry was gonna do a lesson on how to handle a sequel when the other ones are a little overbaked at that point, that's your perfect movie to use because it's nothing like the ones that came before, and it really does revitalize the whole franchise in a whole different direction while sticking to everything that came before. Yeah. That's a great sequel.
Yeah.
Would you agree Seed of Chucky is the worst?
Seed of Chucky is probably the worst of the whole franchise altogether because that's Don Mancini trying to make something as good as Bride of Chucky, but he's just not as talented of a director, which is why I think in his franchise, he started directing it back towards the tone of the original.
Which, ironically enough,
Ronnie, you could get away with that kind of a movie.
I was not able to watch the last two.
Cult and
Curse.
Did not see those, but because of the Child's Play that I watched in the theaters, I ended up buying the entire set.
They're pretty good, man.
All right, I gotta go watch
them. Pretty good.
I heard Brad Dourif's daughter's in it.
Yeah,
in the last one. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Didn't we talk about the last one, like 2 or 3 years ago?
I think I did a review of it when it came out.
Did you really?
If I remember right.
Yeah. Well, I have. Those are the last.
It's
two that
definitely
I did not
different. Like they really do take it in a different direction. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. I can't wait to watch these.
It did kind of play with an idea that it had always occurred to me in the original franchise is like he's able to swap souls, but there's like something left of the soul still in the original host. Mm-hmm. So I always thought like, how come it almost seems like he could actually just keep making copies of himself as Chucky.
I like my favorite.
And what if there's like a bunch of them after
a while?
My
favorite is the one where Andy goes to military school. That's Child's
Play 3.
That's
your favorite?
I like that one for some reason. That's 3. Yeah.
That's your favorite?
I really like that one. I don't know why. I really do. I really do. I don't know why I have such an
affection. After the premise, though, it doesn't really have anything interesting to do.
No, that is true.
Like,
that
the
is true.
Premise is the most interesting thing about it, but after that, it doesn't seem like they really take advantage
of it. I think I have good memories of it while I was watching it in the theater, I think. That's why.
I guess.
Yeah, so the whole thing was the one they were in the toy factory, remember?
No, that's the ending of the second one.
That's the end of the second one.
End of the second one.
Oh, maybe it's
the ending of the third one is they go to the carnival, and then he ends up falling into that big fan blade and cuts him off and chops him up.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the third one. The second one is they go to the toy factory.
Oh, Chucky spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, spoilers for movies that are 30 years old by now. I'm not going to spoil the new one because I want people to see it.
Yes, I do too.
Hence why I don't want to blow like how he's a killer doll.
I rewatched the original after I saw this new one. Mm-hmm. God, it's great.
Yeah, the original is fantastic.
One of my favorite moments of that is where she gets angry with the doll when she thinks something's up and she's about to set it on fire.
Yeah.
And that's when he finally comes out as like, "Arrgh!" I'm not going to say what he says, but
no, don't.
It's so good because he's just like out of nowhere. He just starts yelling at it. It's like, I can't say what he says, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it is really good.
It's also unsettling because you kind of sense it's going to happen right there. And then when it does, you're like, oh, snap.
By the way, the remaster of Child's Play on Blu-ray is excellent.
The Shout Factory?
Yeah. Excellent.
I only have the box that Universal did. I never got the Shout Factory.
It's excellent. So definitely get it. You'll dig it a lot. It's an excellent transfer.
Tom Holland, sir. Before he was Spider-Man, he directed Child's Play.
Wow. Yeah. See, Todd, he has a career after Spider-Man.
He directed Fright Night.
Yeah.
Directed Child's Play.
Child's Play.
Other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it off the air.
The commentary with Chucky on the original is so funny.
It is great. Yeah.
Yeah, they actually did a few of them that way where Chucky does the commentary.
It's super cool. Funny. I really like it. Anyway, please go watch Child's Play. Go watch Annabelle Comes Home. Very good stuff.
No. Watch Child's Play. Forget Annabelle.
Hey, it's good. Now, this weekend, Aaron, what's coming out this weekend? Obviously, Annabelle Comes Home, but
two Annabelle and Yesterday.
That's this weekend as well.
The new Danny
it's
Boyle.
The Beatles movie. No,
by Danny Boyle.
The Who? Oh
my God.
It's not really a Beatles movie though.
Not the Who, the Beatles.
It's a movie where everybody forgets the Beatles except one guy.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Danny Boyle, though. You got to give him a break. The guy's did Train Spotting.
When
on.
He makes 28 years later, I'll go. But other
he's
than
going
that,
to.
Very... Stop it. 20. Those are. That's a great movie, by the way.
I agree. That's why I'm saying
I really want to see Yesterday because I'm very curious how they wrap it up.
I am too.
You know,
Doc Brown shows up and says, we need to fix the timeline because I don't know how everybody forgot about the Beatles.
Marty!
We need to save the future.
We've got
to
go to England. Beatles. Why? Everybody's forgotten the Beatles.
Biff Tannen tried to buy the Beatles the Beatles catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Something went wrong. The whole world forgot about the Beatles.
Oh, unbelievable. I'm down. I'm in.
If that's how the movie goes, I'll go. So you guys go see it. If that doesn't happen, I'm not going
to. All right, great. Well, speaking of in, we are all in next week. Next week, Monday midnight, Tuesday early morning, is the premiere of Spider-Man Far From Home. And the Nerd Watch is doing the midnight premiere of that. So please
Spider-Man
join us.
Homeward Bound.
So please, by all means, join us. I'm sure there'll be comic books. We have the whole place to ourselves just about. So.
And Tom Holland will be there.
Tom Holland.
Director of Child's Play.
Will be there. Director of Child's Play will be there. I can't believe it, but all of us are going.
Even Format?
Alika.
What's going on? Where am I going?
What the hell?
We're not having that Spider-Man.
Are you making promises? Yeah, I'll be there. You can't facilitate?
No.
Are you writing checks your ass can't cash?
Format's also going as
are
well.
You writing ass that
am?
Your checks can't cash? I just messed up.
No, you messed it up.
Yeah.
But yes.
Are you writing on my ass?
Are you writing checks
Shut
that your
up,
cheeks
Todd.
Can't
are cash? You writing checks on my mouth with your ass?
And wait, by the way.
That's not it.
Kai's going as well. So, if you guys want
to, going to what?
If you guys want to see Kai,
no. So are you guys? Are you guys ready
okay,
for
you
the Spider-Verse?
Know,
are you ready for Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield to show up in this movie? It's gonna happen.
That's not
Mark
gonna happen.
My word,
it's not gonna happen.
And then Donald Glover is gonna swing in as Miles Morales and kick the crap out of.
What
all
if
of
they
them?
Go back and get that guy from the '70s TV show too? And he plays plays the
Hammond.
Frumpy guy.
Not that one.
Peter
Hammond. They
name?
Go to Japan and get Supaidaman.
Oh, get that guy too.
Supaidaman
with his Leopardon.
All right, I'm more into this now.
Megazord.
Now I want that to happen.
Okay, I didn't even think about that. If Garfield and Maguire show up, I'm going to freak.
Right? Let's do it.
All
let's
right.
just can. You know what? Nobody even cares that Leto's in this, or it's not even Leto. Who is this guy?
The other guy.
Jake Gyllenhaal, sir.
Either or.
The Prince of Persia.
Jared Gyllenhaal.
Donnie Darko, you butthole.
Donnie Darko is good.
Prince of Persia is your reach?
That was a great movie.
No. No.
Point is, everybody
Mr.
loves
five stars.
I love Jake Gyllenhaal.
Everybody loves Mysterio. Nobody cares about Gyllenhaal. So we're just going to cut out all the scenes where he doesn't have the helmet on.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to add in some Tobey Maguire and...
The irony of that is I would actually enjoy that. I would actually enjoy if they cut out everything without his helmet on.
Yeah, just the helmet.
I'd love to
see. We don't want to see...
Well,
we obviously
know from the trailer
face.
That Sandman's going to be in it, right?
No.
What?
Absolutely not.
No?
Why do you think that?
I thought that was the whole thing with the dust up. That was not Sandman? Okay.
No.
Okay.
They're the elementals.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's
there's
the guy who played
guy,
Sandman
water
in Spider-Man
guy.
3?
All right.
Who's the guy? The original Sandman?
Thomas Hayden Church.
That's right.
You know what? He was pretty,
if he shows
he
up
okay.
Lowell from wearing that same green and tan shirt, yes. He was a perfect Sandman.
He was.
There's a reason Sam Raimi... is, you know, well, so well regarded. There's
if Sony
it was done right
has okayed this to happen with Marvel. I don't think it's going to happen, but I don't think
for a second it's going to happen.
I would freak. It would be amazing.
So when Tobey Maguire steps through the portal, so does Thomas Hayden Church. That's all I'm saying.
No.
I feel
Tobey
like...
Tobey Maguire walks through, and then sand falls.
He empties... No. Yes! No, he takes off his spider boot and jumps sand out of it, and then it forms up into Thomas
Hayden Church. But then Tom Holland and Spider-Man will see that and think Thanos is back somehow.
Oh, because it and looks like...
And then Sandman
yes.
will reverse back into himself. And it's gonna blow his mind.
Why do I want to see this movie so bad now?
I don't know.
It looks. It sounds awesome. I mean,
it sounds like a mess already.
Andrew Garfield
like
though.
Thomas Hayden Church shows up as Lobster Johnson.
No.
Yes.
Shut your face. It's never happened.
You know what? If we're gonna rank comic book movie actors, Thomas Hayden Church is already placed. He's ranked.
Yeah. He is.
He's already ranked. He's been Lobster.
Thomas
Johnson,
Hayden Church walks on the camera. He's Spider-Man.
He's gonna pull a.
He takes the mask off, and it's him.
I can't. What I don't understand is that they believe that the formula for success is to actually introduce Marvel's multiverse. That's what I find interesting.
Well, it's happening.
I can't believe it. I didn't think it was gonna happen. To be quite honest with you, I didn't think it was gonna happen.
I think it's gonna be messy.
I think it's gonna be super messy.
I don't know how it's gonna work in film.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
If they can pull it off, they can pull it off. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I'm not.
It could be a mess in comics.
Do we dare doubt Kevin Feige at this point?
Sure.
Done.
He's the one.
He can't always succeed. He's gonna stumble.
He already did.
He made Captain Marvel. That was garbage.
No, he put time travel in Endgame. That's his fault.
No, I don't think.
I don't think that was his fault. I think
he's like
was,
we gotta.
Oh no, no! If I remember correctly, he did.
That was
for
that was Dan Feely and.
No, he said, and he goes, that. "We gotta find a way to do a clip show, but without the flashbacks." And they're like, "The only
I want
time
Tony
travel.
Stark to meet his dad.
I want him to grab.
Gosh,
his dad.
I'll make a whole movie where that happens.
I love that. Scene.
I want him to grab his dad by the balls and go, "There I am."
Oh my god.
Who are you? There I am.
He kisses him for good luck.
Oh my gosh, you guys are sick.
It's good to see you, baby Tony.
You guys are sick. What's funny is that's exactly what
he blows on him like dice.
Robert Downey.
Honey, strangest thing happened to me. This hippie guy came onto the base and kissed my balls.
I really dug his facial hair, though. Yeah.
He said, name him Tony for me.
So
that's the name, Tony.
How come he didn't get older and just be like, hey, you know what? Our son kind of looks like that weird guy I met back in the 70s. What the hell's up
what
with that?
What the hell's up with that?
And then he has a stroke
and
dies.
Every time.
That's the thing that
though.
Kills him in this timeline. It's not the Winter Soldier anymore.
Oh.
He's realizing that his time-traveling son grabbed his balls.
He gives him a stroke.
What if that's the deleted scene that they're putting in Endgame for this re-release? Like, oh, man. Yes. It's just an awkward 5-minute scene of Tony Stark just batting right around.
By the way, I think it is
He's
so...
just...
Don't do that. Stop doing that. That is so... Stop
I'm
it.
I'm telling Aaron to come over.
I will say
Red
this.
Red Rover, Aaron, come on over.
I think it's so ridiculous that Endgame
put
is
your
being
balls in his hands.
Re-released for some stupid end credit scene. I think that
Don't
is so dumb.
Don't call it stupid till you watch it.
Yeah.
You almost cried at the original end credits.
I thought it was a Stan Lee tribute. That's what I keep hearing.
Well, yeah, I thought it was going to be a Stan Lee tribute, a deleted scene, and then some kind of thing for Spider-Man Far From Home. So if anything, it's probably a little bit more of a Spider-Man Far From Home teaser.
Okay.
With Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
In this new Endgame release, Iron Man doesn't die.
Mm. And they lose.
He shows up in Far From Home.
Wouldn't that be cool if, like, this version of Endgame they lose, so we get to see one of the ones that Doctor Strange talked about?
That actually
would have been worth the re-release.
Wow, I would go watch that.
Or they could play it like the end of Doctor Strange, and we get to see at least like 30 of those realities where they lose.
They re-release it like every year,
right?
And every year is them losing with a different character involved with how it ended.
Wow!
But every time Doctor Strange still does this one thing, so it messes with everybody's mind. He's like, I can't let them know this is the one they die in. But when he does one, he goes, this is one of the ones we die in.
He's like.
Yeah. It's like.
He's not like this.
And he does, the neck to the throat. He does the finger to the throat.
Like one of them, Tony looks over at him and he goes.
No.
Just waves his hand. He's like.
He looks over at Steve Rogers and one of them just flips him off.
Yes.
Imagine if that was the end of Endgame. we were in one of those 14 million realities. And right. You're just like, no. Not this one.
Not this one.
No.
I just want to see all the. Now I want to see all the bad endings.
Or it's like weird. This. It's just like. Could go either way.
You
on
tried.
This one.
I can't wait.
Except, you know, when all the girls were over there, you know, Gamora was over there, she should have been with all those women, and that's why it didn't happen this time.
That's why it didn't happen.
You guys have to artificially put all the women together and, in one moment, and then we'll win.
Gamora's like, I don't even know these.
I know what you were going to say.
Yeah, right. Gamora's like, wasn't I leaving earlier? Why am I here now?
Why am I here?
I don't even know these witches.
Yes. You were going to call them Terrans.
Yeah. I don't know what Terrans
all
right. taste like.
I want to see these made. I want to see all of these right? bad endings made. All of them.
You know what? That should have just been the entire credits, was just a blooper reel of all the bad realities.
Damn it, Marvel, you screwed up a golden opportunity.
Yeah, I missed it.
And the irony was you just snapped, too, which was weird. Very good.
Or like, one of them is like, they go to snap, but it's that thing like where somehow your fingers keep slipping and they're not snapping. So he's just like, oh, man. And then and then Thanos just steps on his face.
Nice, nice. I'm in.
But he's just like... like he's just not doing it. Like he find like that's the time he finds out he doesn't know how to snap.
All right, wait, one more. Uh-oh. Okay, Doctor Strange realizes it's one of the realities that's not going to work out, and he just goes around murdering everybody for fun.
And he's just creating the slings around their heads and closing them.
Just decapitating everybody with magic.
And never once this has occurred to him, I could just do this to Thanos and we'd be done.
You know what would be great is if he decapitated everybody on the ground and made the portals drop the heads on their dead bodies.
That's
the end of the movie.
You can see Tony going... What are you doing?
This is not one.
It's fine.
Do over.
It's not
Don't
one
worry,
of them.
Tony.
I'm just
it's
having
like we're. You know what, Tony? We already messed up. So at this point, I'm just gonna help him because you know what?
All of a sudden, it turns into Groundhog Day.
is Groundhog Day in the Marvel Universe?
No, it's not. But it should be now.
I'm telling you, this is exactly what the re-release should have been.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
The they lose cut.
They lose cut.
Oh my gosh.
Let's just start a YouTube channel. And do the
we
they lose
should.
Scenarios.
Kevin Feige,
I will pay for the costumes. Todd, you're Doctor Strange.
They would be comic books accurate if Alika's in charge. So.
Oh, God, yeah. I would buy the costumes from the porn parodies.
Aaron, you're going to be Thor.
And I would not wash them.
You're going to be Thor. G's going to be Rocket.
Oh, nice.
No, G should be Thanos.
I think she'd be Thanos.
Kai, you're Black
I'm
Widow.
I'm going to strap a scrotum to your chin and paint you purple.
And format your Spider-Man.
Sweet. No, awesome. Kai is Nebula.
But I want
there
career
you go.
After this.
Because he's so angry.
You want a career after this?
I want a career after this. Apparently, if I'm Spider-Man, that's it for me. I'm not yeah. going anywhere.
Well, not if you quit soon enough.
Oh, that's true.
According to Todd.
I mean, but I never want to quit.
It was a good
I never
want to
quit, Todd.
I promise I won't kill you in the end.
No, all I'm seeing is Strange going up to everybody, Captain America's looking at everybody. Is this the one? Nah. And everybody's just killing each other off.
Go for it, guys.
Just go for it.
There's another reality.
There's
out there
another reality.
Where you survive.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
What if the re-release is the actual wedding scene that they thought they were filming originally?
The one with.
But did they shoot a wedding scene, or were they just told it was a wedding scene? They shot something else.
Yeah, they were told that it was a wedding.
Oh, that I didn't see.
That was
but then who would have gotten married?
And if you, I guess there's a screenshot of Tom Holland smiling.
Yeah. But I assume, by the time we catch up to him, they already had.
They probably would show it.
Like within that 5 years? I assume that they did.
They remember they
so
were
they
talking
had a kid
about...
and then waited all that time to get married?
Sure.
Or it could have been Captain America bringing.
Peggy Carter.
Peggy Carter. Brings Peggy Carter into the present.
No. I think it's freaking hilarious that they have to hide everybody from Tom. They have to hide all of the spoilers from Tom Holland because he can't.
And Mark Ruffalo because he can't shut his mouth.
Captain America goes back and tells Peggy Carter that your show's about to be canceled, so you might as well just come to the future with me.
So guess what? You got time
now.
Yeah.
Hey, Peggy, we have all the time in the world. I can already see that, and that's pretty awesome.
I could do this all day.
Oh, man. That's so awesome. Anyway.
And she's like, oh, can you, I mean.
Seriously.
In any other situation. Can you wrap it up?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Not this one. Not this one.
She's like.
Anyway, let's have some more. We'll talk more about that later. That I had some fun with that.
Snaps her fingers at him. Come on! Kazra's like, don't do that.
Oh my
god, triggering me.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. Well, listen, before we get out of here, we got to check in with a couple of people. First of all, format. Big game hit mobile, the new Harry Potter game.
Oh, yeah.
So what is your take on it so far? Should people download it? Is it worth the time?
It's it's fun. And it's fun right now. It's on release. It already had like a ton of things to do more than Pokemon Go.
Right.
Is
it better than the Ghostbusters game that came out?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
so you're mentioning those two games. I'm just assuming this is augmented reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can play without the AR on.
Just like Pokemon Go.
Right, too, exactly. Right?
Yeah. I play without the AR on anyway. But is it enjoyable?
It's a smoother game.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Niantic made it. The guys who made the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
The same people that made Ingress, that made Pokemon Go, that made... All of your favorite games.
In-app transactions, I'm assuming?
Yeah, they're there. Mm-hmm. But those that that I'm friends with on the Facebooks,
mm-hmm.
They know how to get those things for free.
So can you can you give me a rundown of exactly your wizard in it, and what are you doing?
Okay, so magical things are happening.
Yes.
And you're trying to take care of them before the Muggles see it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you're clearing like the, up magical messes before it becomes.
So you're like in Fantastic Beasts, like those cops or whatever they are, the authorities.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Well, kind of, sort of. You're kind of, sort of deputized by the Aurors and the Ministry of Magic.
That's the one I was looking for.
Take care of everything.
They give you a bunch of Pokeballs.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Yeah.
Are you using a wand? Is your phone like a wand, I guess, or no? Is that not how it works?
You trace things on the phone. I mean, I guess you could use a stylus, and it would be
the same thing.
Like, yeah.
All right. So definitely download this game. It's free.
It's free.
Good.
It's free. You don't need the monies. Money does help, but you don't need it.
Ah. Money does help, but you don't need it.
Yeah, they. It's early in the game, right? The game is like what, maybe 3 days old.
Yeah, something like that.
4 days old. So, right now is the opening period for any game where they throw a lot of free stuff at you.
Right. 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 So, if you're a wizarding, if you're a Harry Potter
you're
fan,
a wizarding?
If you're yes. a Wizarding World Potter fan, definitely download.
Even after J.K. Rowling's comments these last few days.
Yeah, that was weird.
What'd she say? Yeah, she just announced what'd you were gay.
Now? I know. No, it's just
you're
she
gay
seems
too.
To,
now?
Yeah, she seems. Oh, to,
it was on her Twitter.
She seems to come
G-money,
out
totally
and say
gay now.
Things at like completely wrong times every time. It's
what she
weird.
Said.
Well,
is she trying to trademark the word kimono?
Go ahead. If you would.
Did she?
Well.
I was talking about how she's made some kind of comments about trans people.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Oh.
What's going on? Yeah. Great.
She did it a few days. It was a few, no,
it was a few days ago, I think.
Right? Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, she's. Mm.
It was actually just before this game got launched.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Mm.
What spell was this?
Transphobia.
Oh.
Is that the one?
That doesn't even sound Latin.
True.
That's a good point.
By way of an English.
Yeah,
woman.
She did that before too. She seems to get woke at the wrong times. I don't know what's up with her, but you know, hey, if whatever floats.
Let me
your
see
boat.
If I can find a direct article.
She's
direct
like, and you're gay. And you're gay.
She's just handing out gayness.
Look under your seat. Oh,
yeah, she's
keep looking. Bend over more.
Someone's going to come to your
hey. That's just not right at all.
I'm right. Yeah, nobody can make you gay. and do some gay stuff to you, though.
Gosh, you guys are so disgusting.
She apparently is under fire for following a proud transphobe on Twitter.
Who's wow. that? Who's
she's, a proud transphobe? She's against transgender women. I don't who's know why that? She's that specific. I don't know. Let's take a
name
look at
the
who
transphobe.
It is. Let's see. Let's see.
We want names.
She is filing. She is following self-professed transphobe Magdalene Burns on Twitter.
Magdalene Burns, who's that?
I don't know, but apparently she's a transphobe.
Maybe she wants to follow us so she can show.
She this Burns woman has uploaded numerous anti-trans videos to YouTube with titles including "There's no such thing as a lesbian with a penis," "Gender is not a social construct," and non-binary bullshit.
Oh God, nice. All right, I'm gonna have to find out what this is all about.
I don't need to find out.
No, okay, I'll find out later. Anyway.
It has nothing to do with the game. So it has nothing to do.
Yeah. I don't know. J.K. Rowling said it. It's all in her universe.
All of a sudden, you start seeing these weird anti-trans messages
sure
in the game.
Rowling was sitting there.
You're about to blast a Patronus, and you're like, your Patronus must be
either
male or female.
Isn't it based off of her universe, though?
It kind of is.
The universe that she keeps changing every 6 months?
That is true.
So, no.
You know, Jude Law was born a woman.
Whoa, everything got real quiet. Yeah,
was that true?
I don't know. It sounded true.
I was just making a joke.
Jamie Lee Curtis is born with both parts.
Whoa.
That is true.
That is true.
Yeah. Fascinating. I'm excited.
She had the penis and the balls.
So here's the thing.
Wow.
We're going to stop this conversation. And
hey, I like Jamie Lee Curtis.
We're going to move on because it's time to check in with the man who is the man who has the hardest of media.
What does yours look like?
His media is hard.
Let's see your hard media.
Looks like a split hot dog.
Oh my God! Hard media, ladies and gentlemen.
It looks like the worm from Tremors with its mouth open.
It's time to find out what's new this week in the world of hard media with the man we call Aaron.
Those be yours?
That's pretty good.
Oh. All right, Aaron, take it away. What's new this week in hard media?
How's he responding to the sanctions?
This week, David Lynch's Lost Highway gets a Blu-ray.
Good movie.
Scream Factory is releasing Night of the Creeps.
Good movie.
In a single version.
Bought that from Shout Factory, though, it comes with a Tom Atkins action figure.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Dang it.
Collector, I think it's like $60. You get an action figure of Tom Atkins.
And it was that one's limited to 3,000.
Who's Tom Atkins?
Who's Tom Atkins?
Who's
Are you kidding
Tom
me?
Tom Atkins?
You just shut your mouth.
Haven't you ever heard of the Atkins diet?
Yeah, created
Oh my gosh, seriously?
That makes sense.
Oh my gosh.
Why you pay $60
Tom
for an action
Atkins,
figure?
Son.
Of a guy with a regular ass name like John Smith.
Tom Atkins, who was going to save Halloween and Halloween 3 from the Druids.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
the man who's in Night of the Creeps.
Okay, sounds
unbelievable. Just move forward before I get angry.
He doesn't sound like a lethal weapon.
He is a lethal weapon. He's the dad.
Criterion released Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Oh?
Just one, huh?
Which I know
just one Angry Inch.
Cynthia was excited for that one.
Yeah.
It sort of seems like a...
Scream Factory is doing a collector's edition of the Eli Roth's The Green Inferno.
They're doing a collector's edition?
That just came out.
Of the Green Inferno?
That's like a new movie.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun, but it wasn't that good.
But the Blu-ray,
the diarrhea masturbation scene in this one is twice as long.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because the original Blu-ray only had, like, the trailer.
I remember the diarrhea. I don't remember the masturbation.
There was masturbation.
Talk about Shiite.
Shut up, Ken. God dang it.
Hey, you're going to let him say it.
All right, what else is coming out?
Steve Coogan's 24-Hour Party People.
That is an excellent movie.
Any of these movies,
if you say so.
Any of these people.
You guys don't remember 24-Hour Party People?
No, I don't. That's why I literally just said
Steve Coogan's
I don't
great.
Know any
it's
of these
It's a great
movies.
Movie. You should say you should watch it.
Is it a British movie? Steve Coogan's a British guy, right?
Yeah,
right.
It is.
I don't know.
I never saw
it.
Okay,
what else?
What else?
That's it?
The Captain
new,
Marvel.
Travolta movie, The Poison Rose, which is done by George Gallo.
Oh, with Morgan Freeman?
Is that that face-off sequel?
No.
Him and Morgan Freeman.
Dude.
If that's what it is, I'm in.
Morgan Freeman's man. Like, I could eat a peach all day.
Song's getting to the end, so the biggest release of the week is Dumbo.
Oh.
From Tim Burton.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dumbo. And that was your hard media with A-Rod.
I want to take his face off.
You bat cleanup on this. Did he miss anything that was worth?
Just Cinderella 2.
Oh, of course.
That's the one movie
you forgot. Cinderella
2. Know.
Oh, shucks. Wait a minute.
Oddly enough, not Cinderella 3.
Dumbo, the one with Michael Keaton.
Is it about
came
the
out?
Hair metal band?
Yeah, Tim Burton.
I heard that movie was horrible. It's not horrible. All right.
You're the only person I've heard.
So
say
who's
good
who
about
plays
it.
The crows in that one?
No one. There's no crows.
It's CGI Brandon Lee and then Vincent Perez.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Well, Vincent Perez has got some time, so I'm sure he had.
I would have gone Edward Furlong on that, but he is a tragedy to look at right now.
It's awful. Well, listen, Aaron, thanks so much for that, sir. So you picked up Dumbo.
Yeah, thanks.
And
yes.
I should watch it.
Good job.
Does he look like a trimmer with very his much. Mouth open?
What can we look forward to next week?
Nothing, apparently.
Well, listen, I will say this. There was one.
I'm looking at the list right now. I don't see anything good.
There is one big digital release this week, and that is the remake of Pet Sematary.
Digital means with fingers.
With fingers. I like how you do that every time. I just means with fingers.
I just need to remind people.
This is my technique, too, dude.
It's fantastic. It's really good.
What are you guys doing? Playing Bigfoot on the NES?
A lot of people are saying Dumbo was awesome in the chat, so
playing
we'll see.
Bigfoot on the NES.
Yes, it was.
I only just pictured that now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think
that
about
really
does it.
Yeah, there's really nothing good coming out next week.
I will say that I need Kai to warm up next week wrestling talk with Hacksaw, okay? Can't fanboy out too much, though. All right, we can talk.
I'm just going to ask him one thing.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I don't want to over. Right. I don't want to piss
off. Are you longer than you are wide?
Don't say that. We could talk about what he thinks of the product now.
Hey, is Hacksaw Jim Duggan a Thundarian?
Wait, which came first? Thundercats or him?
He did way before.
So they stole it from him.
They stole it from Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
They should be paying him.
They should be.
That's your first question.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Did the Thundercats people ever give you money for stealing stealing your thing?
No, I just want to do it.
Don't let them take your hose.
No. Well, you guys can go visit Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He will be at this store next week, July 4th. You don't get more American than that.
American.
That is absolutely.
That's when you drop the A and you just start talking with a twine.
If you come in here and go, ho, then you get to look at him.
Fair enough.
I'm bringing my own 2x4 to get
fair
signed.
Enough. Well, listen, gents, it's been an absolute pleasure.
That's how I cruise around the red light district
tonight. And by the way, before we go, how is this new comic by Frank Miller, Superman Year One, I should say?
Oh, he's totally destroying the character.
Is he? Is that what Frank Miller does?
He's doing some new stuff with it.
Really? Like what?
Is it a good read?
Is it a good read?
I just flipped through it.
I only read the first six pages.
There's a lot of controversial
it.
Stuff about Clark's character.
Like?
But it makes him more human.
He's a Trump supporter.
Well, yes, I'm in.
He's an insecure teenager and he's itching for people to recognize his greatness. You know, and that's more realistic because he's, you know, he's a nerd and he's bullied and whatever, and then inside he knows he could just like bend a car in half.
You know what's weird is that American Alien did the same thing. American Alien traveled the same ground.
His schoolmate.
But was American Alien written by Frank Miller?
No, it was written by Max Landis.
Well, Frank Miller's better, sir.
Is he? Is he?
He wrote RoboCop 3.
He's been coasting off of Dark Knight Returns since 86.
Did you just say Frank Miller is coasting right now?
Yeah.
RoboCop 3.
I think if any man has earned the right to coast, it's Frank Miller, don't you think?
Sure, but would a prolific writer be a writer that's only written one book that everybody loves and almost nothing
I don't
that
think
people
you
love
guys
since?
Are hearing
how dare you?
RoboCop 3.
300?
300s?
300.
All right.
Dark Knight Returns.
All right.
We've already been talking about Dark Knight Returns.
Returns, right?
Sin City, stupid.
Sin City.
Sin City's a great book.
Superman Year One.
It looks right like now, books to say.
At the end of the book, volume one, it looks like Clark's joining the Navy.
He does. He goes into the military.
He goes into the military.
He does.
And what? That's,
and you know what they say in the Navy. In this, there is no wrong hole.
God.
Oh God.
Shut up.
I think that's how they end this issue. And look how excited Ken.
Yeah, he
is.
Says yeah. He literally says, "Oh, I'm going where there is no wrong hole."
Wait, he literally says that?
That's the last line
no,
of the book.
He doesn't.
Damn.
Did you get excited?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
See, so you should really have told him that. You should have made him buy it first.
Oh.
Does he really join the Navy?
Yeah.
What's this? Oh, the clapping Navy. Song? Is this the sound of your butt cheeks when you hear about the Navy?
In the Navy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me hear that booty clap.
Let me hear that booty clap clap.
I don't know how we're gonna get copyright issues all the time.
Let's do a twerking competition God, for one show.
I love
show.
How triumphant disco sounds.
I love
it's
it.
It's like, how did it ever lose?
It's true. And then long
it was the pants.
Long, long intros is my favorite
RoboCop
thing.
RoboCop 3 killed disco.
RoboCop 2.
Come
what's
on.
What do you...
Superman, I think Superman deserves and belongs in the Navy. Don't you think so?
I guess.
He should be in the Navy.
He should be in the Air Force. He flies.
It'd probably help more people.
Or at least the Army, because he can get shot hundreds of thousands of times and it won't matter.
Yeah, think of how many soldiers he would save by just
He's
standing in
do,
front of
like,
them.
None of his powers work underwater. Aquaman should join the Navy.
Whoa. Superman's powers don't work underwater?
Well, I mean, he's not going to be able to fly. He's not going to be...
Are you sure about that? I'm sure he can still compel himself.
I'm pretty
the ocean,
sure.
Same as flying.
I am.
I'm sure his feet vision would
it's
still
called
work.
Swimming when it's underwater.
Wow.
But I don't think he's kicking.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he kicks once.
Hell, Aquaman doesn't even do the kicking in the movie.
That's right. He does not. He does
He just flies through the water.
He does.
Probably because they, you know, I bet you they did screen tests of Jason Momoa actually doing the motions. They're like, nah, that looks really silly. Let's not do that.
Why does he look so, I guess, lanky?
Lithe?
Lanky and lithe. What's the deal with that?
Well, because he's a kid.
Fair He's enough. Not man yet.
Year one.
So John Romita Jr. apparently doesn't know how to draw kids. So what he did is shrank the body and left the head huge.
Yeah.
Which is how kids look, right?
I really don't think it's nice to make fun of people with pituitary disorders.
Oh. So Superman.
Damn. He is from Krypton, after all. Maybe that's just how they're made.
What we're trying to
say. He said he's got a small pituitary.
Okay, he looks like a kid in that picture. That's not even Clark.
What we're saying here, ladies and gentlemen, is read Superman Year One by Frank Miller and John Romita Jr. It's going to be great. How many more?
RoboCop.
This is a three-part
three-issue series.
Just like Damned.
Oh, fantastic.
And just like RoboCop.
Just like RoboCop.
You get to see
three!
His junk.
There probably would have been more RoboCops if RoboCop 3 wasn't RoboCop 3.
Oh, stop. I loved RoboCop 3.
I did too.
You know what? I think Batman Damned work with Lee Bermejo drawing Batman's junk.
So but if Superman's junk.
But if John Romita drew Superman's junk, it just would not be the same.
Probably not.
Wow. Yeah.
It would just
like
look like
the
another
hash marks
arm.
In the shadow would just be like... What are you doing?
I want to see how Jim Lee would draw it. I want to see how Jim Lee would draw
it. It would
look
pretty extreme.
I just wanted to let you guys know.
Or Todd McFarlane with like the spaghetti strand noodle kind of look that he does in Spider-Man's webs.
You would see every
like
vein.
The spaghetti webbing is coming out the end.
I might as well just mention this now before we get off the air. Next week.
It's webby.
Since we're having a midnight show on Tuesday, we're going to try and do this show early. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
How early?
I mean early.
How early?
I mean, like, if we can do it at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
6 o'clock in the morning.
If you want to do it, because that way we can talk about Spider-Man, and that way we are free to do Midsummer.
He wants to get
day.
Out early to go see Midsummer.
Correct.
Okay.
Why?
Because it's another...
Ari Laster, Lannister.
Ari Aster.
It's basically Green Inferno with Swedish people.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It's the Nordic Green Inferno.
If we can all get together...
It actually seems like it's got a Wicker Man vibe to it.
It does. I like that.
Very much.
I'm down for that. But like I said, I don't know who's
Wicker
off.
Man's pretty tight.
Are you guys all going to be off on that night? Because I know that it's a midnight show on Tuesday.
Hell no, I'm going to go anyway, I guess, because why not?
Okay. I finished work around 11.
Well, let's see if we can get this show done early. Tuesday morning, it's 12 a.m.
We'll just do like a 20-minute show.
Yeah, we'll do a
We'll do the intros and then run to the movie.
All right, sounds good. And then
wait, we're all going to Midsummer now?
No. We should.
No.
We should.
Yeah. I don't want to see that weird Swedish porno with you.
I don't think they're Swedish.
They're not.
Wait, what's Midsummer?
Norwegian.
It's a horror movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think it's that. Isn't it set in
Dutch?
Middle America?
Holland?
They say I don't know what it is, but I do know that it's
Nova Scotia.
It's apparently
they go to Sweden.
It's a horror movie
for
people
they?
That like the daylight. So that's what
it's a horror movie for people who want a reason to not put black people in a movie.
Hey, no, here's what I'm saying.
Oh,
no.
So it's the reverse of Get Out.
Right.
Get in.
It's all in. No, it's not Get Out. It's not Get In. It's all in. It's all in. So that's how it's going to work.
How all in?
No, but here's the thing. Shut up.
Well, you see that bear in the cage in the commercial? Yeah. Well, they open that thing up,
wow.
Baby.
Oh.
All I'm saying is that the Midnight Show.
You ever
show,
see The Revenant?
Shut up.
They do the reverse.
Let me finish, damn it. The Midnight Show is
the Swedish people
Monday
are the
night.
Bear, that's and what they, the bear that's what is they told the bear.
Let me
they
finish.
Told the bear, please let the bear finish.
You guys are killing me. You guys are killing me. All right. Midnight Tuesday morning
the bear
is
like a
the premiere of Spider-Man Far From Home. If we can all get together after that movie to do a podcast about it, that would be great. If we can do it after the movie or hey, if we can do
the,
it.
Are you crazy to do it after the movie? That's
like I know.
3-4 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What the no.
Heck? You want a podcast after the movie?
No, no.
You're like,
no,
kill
honestly, you're
guys,
insane.
No, you guys aren't. No, you guys
let's
are
podcast
after
in the movie.
Movie. Not like after the movie.
Can we podcast
I mean,
in the movie?
After the
let's
movie
MSC3K.
In the after, afternoon. After the
just
film.
Just say afternoon, because yeah. The way you're saying it sounds like we're doing it right after the movie.
No, because he said it was like, oh, we're doing it before the movie. That's not what I said.
Well, but he's talking about before Midsummer.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's what he's saying.
Tell me.
All right, sounds good. Let's do it before Midsummer then.
Oh, my
Fine.
God.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
I was 5 o'clock. You like we're going to set up everything.
It's a miracle we get
o'clock.
Anything done.
We'll get
we're never going to get it.
All right.
We're already yeah, in but the middle of summer.
Can we talk, about this off the air?
No. I no, think no, everybody should see
so,
this.
Yes.
This is compelling
so,
stuff.
Okay, this is how we
3 o'clock.
Things,
so the bear in Midsummer is really the bear from The Revenant?
Yeah. It's in.
That's
all
cool.
Right. All right.
That's
it's,
really
it's,
cool.
It's,
this is actually the first right. Film of the dark and gritty Care Bear remake.
All right. Nerdwatch is going to be early next week.
I like the fact that they named it appropriately.
Care Bear Stare.
They named it Midsummer, and they're releasing it Midsummer.
It's they fantastic. Spelled summer wrong, though.
It's
yeah,
summer.
That's kind of weird.
It's how you spell summer in Swedish.
No, it's not.
Summer.
It's how you spell summer.
I don't care. I don't care how those guys
you're like, oh, my God, these people can't spell. I'm so scared.
All right.
What are they going to do with that
why,
bear?
That's why Trump won't let anybody
Wait, so,
in
so
from South America.
when is the Spider-Man thing?
Midnight.
Midnight.
Midnight on what day?
January 1st.
Yeah.
Well, July. Monday going into Tuesday.
Right.
Monday going into Tuesday.
Yeah, so correct.
It's night. Technically okay. Gotcha, midnight gotcha. Tuesday, but yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's right. Midsummer.
It's midnight. Anyway, we're out of time. We got to get out of here before we confuse the hell out of everybody else. We're out of time. So for Aaron.
Oh, the credits.
Yeah, it's time to go. Aaron. Kai Kai. Format. Alika. Todd. Dan. And myself, G Money. Peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you guys next week for Spider-Man Far From Home right here on the Nerd Watch. Aloha.
Aloha.